In the third episode of the Aero Roundtable, our Swisside engineers are talking about the importance of aero wheels, about how to find the right setup, the myth of the 105% rule, tubeless versus tube, and so much more. 15 minutes of pure value, served hot for all the Swissiders out there. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, in the previous discussion, we talked about a lot of different cycling products and their performance. But Swisside is well known for its aerodynamic wheels. The wheels are quite expensive.
But fair price compared to other brands.
Absolutely. The question is, why should someone invest in new wheels?
Well, I mean, wheels have an important impact on aero performance. The topic of sailing effect, which we keep bringing up, we brought it up in each of the previous podcasts. I think 70% of the sailing effect on a bike rider system comes from the wheels. So they're the sails. If you're a sailing boat, you've got sails. The wheels are the main sails that we have on the bike that help push us forwards. And of course, you know, as you do on a sailing boat for different wind conditions, you've got different size sails. We have the same thing on bikes. We have different size wheels, different size rims, different depths. And then also, you know, there's on-road considerations where we have slightly narrower tires, narrower inner rim widths. Then you've got gravel where you've got wider rims, wider tires, wider inner rim widths. So, you know, there's quite a lot of different types of wheels. But the truth is, you know, with all of these wheels, you bring the sailing effect, you bring lower aerodynamic drag, and you go faster.
So yeah, and when we talk about wheels, obviously different rim depths are important, and I think it's also a matter of choosing the right rim depth for the right situation. I think, as we said earlier in a previous podcast, weight's not that big of a topic, but you definitely want to choose the rim width that you're confident with, that suits the conditions. If it's like a really stormy day, it's probably not a good idea to ride with a rear disc or 800 front wheel. If you're not used to it, if you're used to it, then it's the best thing you can do, because it makes the biggest difference in really heavy wind conditions. Then you're actually sailing crazy, but you need to be able to handle it. And if we're talking about TTs and triathlons, stay in the TT position.
Well, you mentioned in the last podcast, you know, you, Björn, being a really good triathlete, you mentioned, you know, coming out of the aero position onto the base bar, which is what happens if you get overpowered and unstable. You know, it's like 70 watt drag penalty. So whatever size wheel you take for whatever conditions, you've got to be able to ride that position in your TT position. Yeah. If you're on a, and the same on a road bike, you know, you don't want to be sort of off the power and totally unconfident on the bike. So it's about keeping your aero position and being confident and on the power. And I think, you know, that's a really important point. You know, what makes Swisside wheels different to other brands, and is the emphasis we've played, you know, we discovered really early on with our instrumented bike project, where we measured the effect and how a rider is affected by the wind, how important the handling is of the front wheel. So we push that our wheels are super stable in the wind, so that you can stay in your aero position as much as possible. And, you know, it's been, you know, reported a lot. So stability, super important. You have a strong, you know, you're a lighter weight rider, so, you know, the stability of the front wheel is really important for you. You know, what's your experience when it comes to different types of wheels and so on?
I think it's really, really something you should practice. I would say, even though I'm quite lightweight, I can ride 800 front wheels in pretty much 95% of conditions, and I'm still feeling comfortable with it. But I think it's really hard for people to understand as long as you didn't experience it, because it's difficult to put in numbers. You can describe it, but it's something completely different once you've experienced it. And I think that's quite challenging. And it would be good if people, before they buy something, could be able to try it out. And especially when it's windy. I mean, when there's no wind, you can pretty much ride anywhere and you won't feel a big difference. There will still be a difference in stiffness and in also in aerodynamics, but you won't feel the big difference in terms of handling.
Yeah, maybe the viewers have the questions again, like, how do I judge, how do I find a good aero wheel when they are in a store or buying online? I mean, first of all, the wheel consists out of three main different parts. We have the rim, we have the spoke, and we have the hub. So coming back again to the frontal area, so you can judge very quickly like the frontal area of the hubs and the spokes. So you want to be as small and as thin as possible. And on the rim shapes, it's a bit more challenging, but of course, the deeper the rim shapes, usually the more aerodynamic they are. And going to the shapes of the rims itself, here you have to have a trusted source.
Yeah, I mean, there it's so hard because, you know, I can say from my personal experience, having developed wheels for the last, you know, 12 years, the differences in tenths of a millimeter have a massive impact on the aero drag. They have a massive impact on the handling. So that's why we're, you know, certainly the experts in the field of rim development. I think, as always, you know, trying to find independent tests, both objective tests, so like Tour Magazine or Tri Magazine or whatever, these guys go into the wind tunnel and actually make measurements, see what's the fastest, but also then reading the subjective road tests done by magazines, you know, how do the wheels feel, you know, do they feel stable in wind conditions, and of course looking at the pros, you know, the guys who are winning with the wheels probably winning also for a reason. The wheels play a big role, so various ways to try and identify what are fast wheels.
Yeah, and when we talk about wheels and handlings, I think it's also important to mention tires at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes a difference in terms of aerodynamics and in terms of handling. So a question people ask a lot is, what's the right tire width for my rim? And I've heard of this 105% rule. Maybe you can explain what it is and talk us through a little bit what the right choice is.
Yeah, I mean, we get this question a lot, like the 105% rule. So that's basically people say the width of the rim, the outer width, should be 105% the width of the tire. So the rim should be wider than the tire. Now, that's a myth. A good aerodynamic rim does not need that. But it is, of course, influenced a lot by the tire. So the tire is actually where the flow will separate first. And so maybe just briefly to touch on that topic. A slick tire on the front wheel, so one that has no tread pattern on it whatsoever, will never work aerodynamically. And it doesn't matter if it's a Swiss side wheel or any other brand, simply won't work. So funnily enough, the tread makes a big difference. And actually, there'll be something secret that will become less secret soon. A really revolutionary tire that has a massive impact on the aerodynamics of wheels that will come out shortly after this podcast. But with the right tire, the flow will stay attached and then the rim can do its work, which is to be a sail. With the wrong tire, it can't work. And to come back to this 105% rule, when you have the right tire, you can actually have a wider tire than the rim and it can still, the flow can still remain attached. So it's not kind of like an absolute rule of thumb that you have to have that.
Yeah, and of course, it's not only aerodynamics with the wheel and tire systems. You have the weight, which we briefly touched on other podcasts and can have a less impact on aerodynamics, but the biggest importance is the rolling resistance that you can achieve with a good hub and also with a good tire. And I think that's where a good tire also brings a big difference. Is not only has pattern for aerodynamics, but it also has a good rolling resistance and having less rubber. And usually the tires from good brand having less rubber have a good rolling resistance, I think.
Yeah, you're right. And rolling resistance and also puncture resistance. So there's always a trade-off there. So take a concrete example. You've got your Continental GP5000 STR. And then you've got your TT version. Basically, all they do is they're the same tire. They just remove layers, remove puncture protection, these breaker layers, so less rubber, less carcass. And by doing that, you have lower rolling resistance, but you have a higher chance of getting a puncture. So there's always a bit of a trade-off there. Grip is also super important. You know, if it's a rainy day, wet weather, grip is super important. So you have a lot of considerations when it comes to tires and safety, you know, in the ultimately there, when you're going down a mountain pass at 70, 80, 100 kilometers an hour, the thing that's keeping you attached to the road is the rubber. What you don't want is that to come off or break or cut. So yeah, there are lots of considerations when it comes to tires.
Yeah, and maybe also just to briefly add here is like what you put in the tire also makes a difference, not aerodynamically, but for rolling resistance, for safety, and yeah, also for the comfort maybe in general. Like, put, do you put latex tubes? Do you put butyl tubes? Do you use TPU or tubeless setup? It all makes a difference, and yeah, it's also an act of balancing safety, rolling resistance or performance, and all that stuff. But yeah, also, usually nowadays, you more people go to a tubeless setup because it's the getting highest, better. Highest and better.
Yeah, I think just to be clear to people, tubeless is faster. It has less rolling resistance. The next step is a TPU tube, so these new kind of plastic tubes. Next step after that, latex. So TPU should really replace latex now because latex have other issues, like, for example, it sort of leaks and, you know, if you pump, if you're a triathlete and you pump your wheel up the night before, it's going to be a lot less pressured the next morning, which is not a problem with TPU tubes. And then, of course, your standard old-school rubber butyl tubes, they've got the highest rolling resistance, but, you know, they're cheap, easy to put in. So, yeah, there are various considerations when it comes to that. I briefly want to touch on the topic of safety. Again, you know, wheel tire system, safety is key. There's the topic of hookless. You know, we're not an advocate of hookless at Swisside. From a safety perspective, it's simply not as safe. If you get the wrong tire and the wrong tire pressure combination, the tire can pop off the rim. And if that happens at any time, it can be very dangerous. It will lead to a crash typically. There are various arguments out there that hookless is more aerodynamic. I can categorically say that we have never measured that. The shape of the tire changes a little bit at the tire-to-rim interface, but that's actually not what's important. What's important is what's actually happening on the shoulder sidewall, and particularly the profile. It's far, far, far more important. So, yeah, I think, you know, when we talk about wheel tire system, there's a whole range of topics we have to consider, both performance, handling in the wind, safety, puncture resistance, reliability, grip. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked a lot about safety of tires, but I mean, there are certain brands doing carbon spokes. Yeah. Swisside does not have carbon spokes. What's the reason for it?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, two main reasons. We're not currently following the carbon spoke direction. So the Aerolite 2 spoke from DT Swiss, which we use in our wheels, is the smallest, narrowest spoke on the market, flattest, 0.7 millimeters thick. And coming back to the frontal area question, we saw a very big measurable advantage. It was 2 watts at 45 kilometers an hour just from these spokes. When you're going to these carbon spokes, you need a minimum thickness for safety, and you're just adding frontal area. So we're seeing quite a large drag penalty with the carbon spokes. And the other one is, you know, a steel spoke, like the stainless steel spokes we use, if you get a branch that goes in the spokes and they catch something, they don't break, they bend. You can damage spokes quite a lot before they actually break. With carbon spokes, it's not the case. They tend to fail catastrophically. Coming back to a safety question, as a wheel brand, our number one concern is safety. So again, hence why we don't do hookless, and also why we don't do carbon spokes. And in the end, the very, very small weight saving that you get doesn't compensate the drag increase that you get from the wider blades on the carbon spokes.
Yeah, now we talked a lot about safety of wheels and tires, but yeah, we are well known for the performance. We want to talk about performance and speed. Maybe, Jean-Paul, can you make a quick summary of what and why aerodynamic wheels are so important?
Yeah, okay. So performance wrap-up on wheels, basically, as Björn mentioned before, deeper section wheels sail better, have lower aerodynamic drag, so they are faster. major consideration is handling. Make sure that you can ride these wheels in windy conditions. Another point there I want to note is that you will feel aero wheels in the wind. If you're not feeling them pushing, they're not doing anything. So don't be afraid that the wheels, that you will feel them. They just have to be stable and you know, you have to feel confident riding them. They have to be predictable in the wind. So picking the right rim depth for your riding conditions, for your experience, for your weight, for your kind of what you need for handling. Don't forget the wheel tire system. The tire is a really fundamental part. Tires with no tread aren't good. So you need a certain tread on the tire to help the aerodynamics. More importantly, by the time this, or shortly after this podcast will come out, take a look at the new aero tire, which we'll be bringing, which is an absolute game changer. It basically enhances the sailing effect of any wheel, not just a Swiss side wheel. Don't forget, wheels are the safety devices that are connecting you to the road. So although performance is really critical, first and foremost is your health and safety. So consider that in your choice of wheel and wheel tire system.